producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney in America Tonight. Thank you for joining me, and again, I appreciate your listening in to what you may be used to, which would be a female voice, and then you get this thing in your ears, and I know the first thing that comes to mind is, what the F is this? But believe me, it's only for one more night, and then she'll be back with you. She's speaking in California. I'm honored to have her even approach me to see if I would want to do it. My voice at this point in time is at its last wits, though, putting 7 hours of radio in yesterday and then doing it again today. I already did a 6 to 9 show this morning, but we will make it through, right? We don't complain. My generation doesn't anyway. There's plenty of them out there that do. I have a guest with me today, though, that I think you'll enjoy as well. Hopefully you'll follow her along on Twitter. I mean, we use that today to put up stuff, and she tweets a lot more than I do, by the way. My Twitter name is at Mr. Talk Radio. If you want to follow along, feel free to hit that. My website's MrTalkRadio.us. Her name is Carol Robidoux. She's a professional journalist. Been doing it for over 30 years and gets to sit across from me. And what is your Twitter handle?
Well, you can find me at Carol Robidoux, if you can spell Robidoux. R-O-B-I-D-O-U-X.
Yeah, see, that could stump people.
Or my other local news site is at Manch Inklink, which is a little easier to find.
Yeah.
And you can find me both ways.
And you do Facebook?
I do Facebook.
Which is?
Well, Carol Robidoux is my name. Yeah. So I'm fully out there. And then Manchester Inklink is.
How many followers do you have on Twitter?
Not 1,000 yet. I'm maybe upwards of 700 something.
Yesterday I had Mark Stevens on. He's a good attorney, good friend, and can talk about anything. He's got 71,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it means.
It just takes some time and diligence to build, and I just sort of started in earnest back in January. So.
You know, from what you do, you tweet things that you might find. One of the great things that Carol does do, well, you want to follow her, is when she travels. Which is why I got into it, which I explained yesterday if you listened to the show. I listened to a guy that was in Wales covering one of our huge golf tournaments with the Europeans play Americans, and he was in Wales, and the hours are off from mine. And this is going back 6 years ago, maybe. And I followed along with him and felt like I was there. So that's why I said, well, this is pretty cool, because he did a good job describing what was going on. And that's what Carol does when she's traveling. And you're going to be traveling very soon.
Yes, sir. I am leaving Tuesday officially from Newark Airport, bound for Frankfurt,
what a
Germany,
wonderful
Berlin,
airport.
I think. Yep.
Oh, my.
Newark. Yeah, let's not talk about it. But, you know, it's an international airport. It's a hub site. So we're leaving there, heading to Germany. I think our first stop is Berlin.
Yeah.
And it's for those listening in who've never taken a family vacation, this is going to be epic. 9 family members, including my 88-year-old dad, who is the centerpiece of the trip. Germany is where his parents were born, and they emigrated to the United States in the early 1920s. He was the first-born American of his family, and he has never been there. And now that he's almost 89, he thought it might be time to visit.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to a whirlwind adventure, all generations. The youngest would be my 19-year-old daughter and then my 89-year-old Pop. So
has Pop been back there since?
Never been there ever. He never lived there. Okay, he's never laid eyes on it, but he does have some cousins there, some relatives. And I know this is a big hobby out there. A lot of people are into genealogy now. There's a lot of genealogy websites, of course, people, Ancestry.com is a big one, but there's others that are even free, like the Latter-day Saints have something that you can access for free, which I actually used a couple times to try to track down where his parents actually lived. And eventually I found a link to a site in Germany and have been corresponding with a German, a tiny little genealogy outpost in the small hamlet of Bottendorf, where they have located his family history, and they're sending it to me they're sending it to my cousin's house, actually, so we'll be able to intercept it there. But it's really fascinating, you know, to find things out about your family history. And I think for whatever reason, we are all becoming interested in our roots, probably because the way we live today, we're not connected anymore to our families. It used to be great-grandma was living in the attic for generations, and everybody knew the stories of the family. Now we're kind of scattered. People don't really know their family stories. So I think that's where we're at. I think we're kind of at a point where we're losing the stories of our family's history that used to be told, handed down from generation to generation, and people want to know.
Carol is a great writer, and she also, you can tell, she's species engaging. So I like her writing. So hopefully you'll be able to post many pictures and take us along the journey from the nightmare that you're going to go through getting into that Newark airport, and then once you get out of there, everything will be good.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Dad inspired this whole
travel thing. Today is kind of a necessary evil. The things we go through at the airports.
What you're trying to do, get the whole family together.
Yeah.
Too, that just adds in on it.
Yeah.
Interesting thing I was reading. First, we'll get into this stuff. I have plenty of things to talk to you about, but we can go through the art of journalism in a little bit. I would like to talk to you about that because, after all, that's your profession.
Mm-hmm.
And in this day and age, you and I have spoke, you know, not filling in for Kate, but on the side about this, how I felt about it. And there, it's kind of difficult today to go about and get a credible news story. Now, we know we have the big ones out there, the names, and even their credibility's been tarnished over the last 5 or 6 years for putting up erroneous stories, and people don't know what to believe and what not to believe anymore. And I'll give you the prime example, and I've repeated this, but this audience hasn't heard it. When I went through the most difficult time, when things happen in the United States of America on a real big stage, they don't normally happen when I'm on air. They happen off air. Like, for instance, September 11th, I had already gotten off the air back in 2001 and so forth. But the Boston Marathon bombing, the search was going on my prime time. It began at 4 a.m. in the morning and went through the early afternoon, so I was live in real time. So here I am saying, well, there's plenty of news, there's plenty of morning shows that are trying to follow this right now. We knew that, and everybody was keeping on. Whenever it comes to an emergency, you know, it's great to see that the old AM radio is still there, whether people are listening right now on FM or AM. My point is that for a lot of people, they still have a battery backup radio. And if they can't get what they want on the news, they can go to radio. So I'm in real time now trying to give people the most accurate information as I can without over-exaggerating, because there was already enough drama, and I sure as heck don't want to mislead my audience in any way, shape, or form. But the feeds that were coming through from everyone, especially Twitter, live feeds from all over the place, you know, with the hash mark, Boston bombing, were erroneous compared to the actual information that I was receiving. Thank God I had a local SWAT team. And the guy that was in charge of the SWAT team, I was able to talk to, you know, not on air. He was talking to me off air, and I only talked to him 3 times in that 3 hours, but he gave me as much information as I needed. So I went back to my trusty, which I have, because in my days of early broadcasting, I had a ticker here behind me that would tick the news. It would come out on an old ticker typewriter-like, where people, then the internet really started to take over. And when I'm trying to get these stories, they were saying, if I had put out all the things that I had heard, nobody would listen to my show anymore. The credibility would have been out the window.
Well, I mean, and that for me speaks to the idea of being a well-informed public, and what does that actually mean to us? We have access now to immediate news, call it the fast food phenomenon of information.
Pause right there, because I'm up against a hard clock filling in for Kate, and I want to make sure that my producer hits that on time. I don't want to drive him crazy. So we're going to take a quick break. Come right back on America Tonight. I'm George Russell filling in. My guest is Carol Robidoux. She's a journalist. Quick break. Be right back.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You act like you don't want to listen when I'm talking to you. You think you ought to do, baby.
Thanks for hanging in there with me as I fill in for Kate Delaney. My name is George Russell. You can follow me at Mr. Talk Radio. Good to be in the box back again while she is doing her business in California. And she'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Yeah, because what? I get so confused with this timing because it's over midnight in the East Coast and 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Nonetheless, we'll be here for a few more hours with you. Hopefully you're having a good day and traveling safely. Carol Rubidoux, professional journalist in the studio with me, just talking about things in general. And we were just reflecting a little bit on why I, you know, as a journalist today, how you have to work a lot harder for the credibility that you already well deserve because you are a professional journalist in my situation that I went through at the Boston Marathon bombing last year and how you have to deal with this as a writer today.
Yeah, what I was going to say is it's sort of the fast food phenomena of breaking news, and I equate it to the demand. You know, we can drive through and get fast food anywhere if we want to eat immediately. Should we do that? Is it good for us to do that? Is that the best source of our nutrition? Not necessarily. It meets a need, and we have a hunger for knowing what's happening. We want to know what's going on, and we want to know it now. And so everybody wants to be the first to post on Twitter or do an update, Twitter update, news updates on their websites. And yes, we do have more information, access to information than we ever had before as a news consuming public. But I think the caution we need to exercise there is to weigh the immediacy versus the content. You know, what are, just because you're getting information, you know, if it's not accurate information, if there's something about the information that's wrong, in the end, you know, we go, you know, what we're learning now, for example, about the marathon bombing, all the details that can come forward and all the research and all the you know, aftermath of that gives us a really clear and more satisfying sense of what went wrong, what we could do to prevent it, how did the pieces come together, who were the heroes, who are the villains. This is news, this is history. When something's happening, even like a school shooting, which as soon as there's a call on a scanner for you know, police presence due to a possible shooting on a campus, I mean, that goes out like wildfire over Twitter. Everybody's retweeting, sending up prayers on Facebook, you know, not even knowing what's happening. And I think in some ways that makes us a little panic driven as a culture, and we're not getting information, we're just sort of spreading rumor.
As an individual journalist, Carol Robidoux, I'm George, filling in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thank you for joining us. You're the one that's responsible for choosing what news you think should be news to your
that's
people
right.
that follow you.
Yeah, that's right. Huh? And, you know, and I'm...
And your idea of news may be different from a major network's news or the same.
That's true. I mean, I can chase ambulances as well as the next guy, and there's a lot of that happens. Reporters that have portable scanners, and wherever the action is, that's where they go. Certainly that's breaking news of some sort, but it doesn't affect the lives of people. What affects people's lives, to me, is what's more newsworthy than...
What's newsworthy? What do you consider to be newsworthy?
I don't know. The things that we see happening as a culture that affect us as people, as families, whether it's, you know, the way we work, the way we live, the way we can afford or not afford to live, the things we see happening to our friends and family, and the underlying reasons why those things happen. Sometimes it's just a matter of connecting some of those dots and finding resources or reasons and getting people to get active, really. For example, this is a small example, but in the city of Manchester, where I live right now, Manchester, New Hampshire, as with most all cities, there's graffiti, and it's nothing new. Graffiti is not a new phenomenon, and in some cases, I find graffiti to be aesthetically pleasing. But when it starts to, you know, creep into the downtown, onto businesses that aren't happy to have it, and it looks like nobody cares about anything, people want to take action. So I did a little story about graffiti and how you can, you know, if you have a request, you can call it in. A reader popped up and wanted to know, maybe we should just create a public art wall, which is something that's happened here in Nashua, New Hampshire recently. And so I said, that's a great idea. Why don't you connect with these people and see if you can make that happen? And she said, I'd love to do that. I think I will. So it looks like, you know, her momentum is going to be towards trying to find a way to create, you know, a new outlet for people who want or need to leave their mark on a city in that way. It's a very small example of being an interactive journalist, where you're looking at what's happening in a city, you're writing about it, reporting about it, on some way creating avenues for people to connect and maybe solve their own problems. You know, I say this to anybody living in any city, you know, you don't need the government to solve your problems. It's the government is supposed to be representative of you. So it's your city. Take it back. Do what you have to do to make it work. Get involved if you don't want to run for an office. Start a program, start a group, start an organization, get a social network rolling and make it what you want it to be. This is our life and our world. So as a journalist, that's what I see as important, is people taking action to change things that they want.
Carol Robidoux is a professional journalist. I'm George. I am a talk radio show host filling in for the wonderful and talented Kate Delaney in California. Be back tomorrow. You don't follow along with the rest of the breed then. I mean, you know, talking about, there's been so many stories in the last week, and all of your writings have had to deal with local or even outside local, but these type of uplifting type news stories, because there is really no definition of what is news. I mean, as a journalist as you are, which is freelance, which you worked for a paper for a long time.
Yeah.
Big difference in what you can do and what you couldn't do. today,
in a way,
right?
That's true. But for me, it doesn't have to be uplifting necessarily. But
no,
I feel like
stories
need to be people-driven. They need to have – it's like a story or a movie or a book. I mean, think about the books you love, the movies you love. It's a story.
Yeah.
You can tell the story. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. There's interesting characters, and they're doing something that compels you. That's – a new story is a story, first and foremost, and I tell that to students when I speak to them. If you want to be a journalist, you better learn how to tell a good story.
Yeah. All right. Well, so, that's what I like about your writing.
Yeah,
you can feel like you're there. You know, we're going to, after we take this quick network break, we're going to come back. I want to talk to you about the story that you've started. You broke a lot of news stories, too. I mean, I want to let the people know that. There are many papers in Massachusetts and Boston and, of course, New Hampshire that have followed Carol's articles that have made it in, and they've gotten the news from her. As a matter of fact, you've even been asked by one of the Boston papers right now to write some things about something happening in our state.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we're going to talk a little bit about this kid that you spoke to a year ago before he decided not to speak to anybody.
That's wrapping up next week.
Yeah, we're going to let the people know a little bit about that. But you can follow Carol at Carol Robidoux, that's the nick on Twitter, and her website, which she does have several because she's going off on her own. You know, let's put it out there. You used to be a reporter. Actually, you were an editor. Besides after the paper, you got out of the paper, you did the patch. Now, there are cities throughout America right now that are listening because Kate's on several that have patches.
Yeah, patches are still out there.
And Carol did a great job. I can attest to that because of the fact that it was very popular and people were going there.
That's how you found me.
People were going there to get news because Carol was the only one that was creating it at the time. She had to get a network of people to help her by sending in pictures and articles and so forth and so on. So, I mean, they did have a crackdown, a little headhunting back in October of last year, in which you survived that first chop.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second chop, they chopped you. Now, I know from what I do, besides talking to you when I talk to you, that I don't even go to the website anymore to do anything. And there's a lot of people that do. And now what you're doing is you're basically, what I'm watching you is you're going to go start your own. And mm-hmm. I think that you can because you have the wherewithal to do so. It's a lot of work to do what you do. So robidoinklink.com, and that's her website. And if you'd like to see what she's working on and how it's all going to come out, you might even see one of these in a city near you in the near future. You never know. ManchesterInkLink.com. Now, outside of this listening area, you may not know too much about that, but this particular website focuses on what's happening in the city of Manchester, New Hampshire. Now, this can be done in any city, but I'm glad to see that you took the bull by the horns after you and I talked back in January, and you're going to make a go of this, because you are definitely making a go of this the way it's working out right now. And I will tell you, in just 2 weeks' time, there's a lot up there. You're getting interaction from the public, just as you did when you were editing of the patch. Maybe not as explosive yet, but it's getting that way. It's going to come that way.
Everything takes time.
I know. And the difference between you and I is you're very patient. You know, I'm like, and that's one of the reasons why is because we do radio. You can ask anybody who's been in radio. We live our life like that. And then when we get off air, it's kind of hard to get back into the mainstream of life when things don't work like that all the time. So we have a frustrating time with that. Because on the air, we can call, we can make things done. I want to talk to Scott Brown. I can give a call. I might not come on, but I mean, I can get that stuff instant. We got to go to a network break right here on America Tonight. I don't want to drive Matt crazy, who's producing the show. So we'll take that quick break. I'll come right back on George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney. America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Look, imagine everything and all the things that stay. I can count on memories, 'cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
I'm George, filling in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Last night, you'll have to put up with me. She'll be back, but thank you so much for tuning in. I know it's difficult to follow along with a new host after having someone you've been listening to for a while, especially going from female to male. I thank you, Kate, for asking me to do this, and more than happy to. Carol Robidoux is a professional journalist, and her website's RobidoxInc.com. If you want more information, you can follow her along on Twitter as well. Carol Robidoux, I am at Mr. Talk Radio, and the website's MrTalkRadio.us. Carol, about a year ago, you broke a story about this kid that was going to set out on a journey across America. And, hey, a lot of people do that. But this kid was going to go across America without saying audibly one word.
Right. Greg Hindi, who had graduated from Yale last summer, decided that for his 22nd birthday, he would take a vow of silence, and then he would embark on a cross-country journey on foot, taking with him a field camera, which is one of those, if you don't know what a field camera is, it's those old-fashioned cameras on a tripod that you kind of put a piece of cloth over your head when you're looking through it, and you take pictures on these huge plates. It's a very artistic venture. He was a psychology student, and towards the end of his education, his mind kind of switched gears towards the artistic side of life. As a psychology major, I think he felt the world was a little too fast forward, and there was a little, we were just talking about the urgency of the 24-hour news cycle, and I think it's things like that that affect young people like Greg to the point where he wondered, what would it be like if I unplugged from everything? He's not online, he's not reading the news headlines, he's not watching
television.
But he
did communicate with his father.
He communicates with his father in writing. He writes notes and sends them to him, or if people encounter Greg, they transfer messages to his father. And his father, on the other hand, is following his every move via Facebook and posting for the public. And Greg has a website called greghindy.com. So the goal is for Greg to land in Los Angeles next Wednesday, or right thereabouts on his
Is he going to be able to talk on his way back?
Yes, he's going to record his first words via video and then put that out there as well. So
I can't believe the kid's going the whole time without saying anything. Come on, look.
Well, I think he means to learn something about communication or lack thereof, or the art of listening, or the art of observing and taking in the world rather than putting something into the world. He's just sort of observing everything about it. So it's going to be interesting, because I think he's going to compile the photographs, which he's been sending for developing along the way. He just carries what he can in one of those push cart things. And if you look at the map on his website, or if you find it on Facebook, he's taken a sort of a circuitous route to avoid extreme weather. And
how do you spell his last name?
Hindy, H-I-N-D-Y. And he's probably logged, I want to say like 9,000 miles on foot somehow, even though it's not.
Was he driving?
No, he's walking. He walked.
He walked.
He's been on foot.
And he didn't talk.
And he didn't
talk. No walking and no talking.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right. But it's an interesting, he was inspired by other performance artists. For example, there was one artist whose name escapes me, but he took a picture of himself every day for a year punching a time clock. The only thing that changed was the growth of his hair. So in 1 year's time, the only thing different about each photograph was that his hair was a slight bit longer. And that sort of would be from an artistic existential point of view, is that, you know, some of us go through our daily lives and the routines, and, you know, it's nothing changes except you can, you know, maybe your hair grows a little bit. So
look at the map.
Yeah, so it's been an interesting journey for Greg and for his dad, who's been, you know, waiting. The only way he knows where Greg is when Greg spends money at a convenience store and uses his debit card. He waits for debit swipes. So Greg's been, for example, like going through deserts and you know, godforsaken, valleys of death and mountain paths. And he just waits for his son to emerge back into civilization. He tends to take the back roads. But every time, you know, somebody spots him on the road, and maybe at first they think, oh, look at that hobo. But when Greg interacts with people, it's incredible, the outpouring. People want to give him clothing. People want to feed him. People want to let him pitch his tent on their property or in their yard. People offer to give him a lift or shelter from the storm. He's learned so much of, I'm sure a big part of his journey has been learning about the genuine kindness of human nature as a whole. You know, maybe people suck, but, you know, in the whole, humanity might not be as bad as we think.
Maybe you're getting an award for this story.
I don't know, but it's really interesting. Not everybody gets it. I don't think you got it at first.
Well,
you're like,
I still
doing?
Don't get it.
No,
okay, it's an art project. I get that. But then again, I don't get art. Okay.
Right.
It's the gray area of life I don't dance in. But the map is amazing. And of course, he takes the long route. So basically, this kid's walking 8,000 miles, carrying his equipment in a backpack and a hand-pulled trailer. On the map, I don't know if he posted these things up. I don't know how they... Is this where he swiped his cards at all these places?
Yeah, that's his father, Carl Hindy, who's a psychologist here in New Hampshire, has some friend or maybe somebody who just started following out of interest who made it his job to sort of log the trip.
These are zip codes, I believe.
Yeah.
So if you take a look at it, all the red markers of places he probably swiped his card. He did a lot of spending in New Haven, Connecticut, I can tell you that. Anyway, the blue markers are his 1 month, because he's left on July 9th. Wow, so it's almost 1 year to the day.
It'll be 1 year on Wednesday.
And then he walked all the way around Pennsylvania, down there. Then he went to West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Oh, my goodness, he went down by Georgia, Florida. Then he came all the way. I don't know why he did this.
Well, for one reason, there were some stops along the way, which were kind of like part of the plan. He had family out there.
Walked from Pensacola, Florida, up to Nashville, Tennessee, when he could have went right across by Mobile Gulfport into Louisiana.
Well, again, this wasn't a trip of efficiency. There may have been things he wanted to see along the way.
I think he's getting dizzy.
And something that he's learned as well, and his father has too, is that they've heard from so many other people who are doing similar walks, whether it's for, you know, to raise awareness for a cause or to raise money for something or just to make a point. I mean, it's like Forrest Gump. If people, most everybody's seen that movie at least 12 times, when Forrest starts walking, you know, running really across the country and back and across a couple of times. He wasn't even sure what compelled him to do it or what compelled him to
stop. Oh, my goodness gracious.
But I think it's the journey. You know, it's about the journey. That is our lives. I mean, Greg graduated from college. He could be sitting in an office someplace letting his hair grow as he punches the clock. But I think he's choosing to do something that, if for no other reason, he can say,
listen, he's honest.
I've done this.
This kid does not think he's going to walk through Death Valley, does he?
I don't know. I think he's pretty much, he's rounding the corner of the finish line now, and he's been through some pretty extreme, he's had a couple of,
he's
ended
in
up
Utah
in the hospital.
Right,
no, he's in California now.
Well, oh my goodness, he walked all the way up?
Yeah, he went up to Oregon and then down the coast into California.
Oh, he didn't go through Death Valley, okay.
Yeah, so he had a brush with some, dehydration.
So was he going to L.A.?
Yeah, he's going to L.A.
He's right there.
Yep.
His last one was in Summerlin, California. I hope he's going to fly back.
Yeah, I think so.
He should have raised money for this thing. He should have done something.
Well, yeah. he did it. You mean to help some
cause?
Well, he did a Kickstarter and he got fully funded with that and a grant or two at the beginning. So it didn't cost him money out of pocket per se.
Oh, this guy's got to be talked to. So you can't take it. You can't do an interview with the guy. He won't talk.
Right, but he writes notes.
Well, I'm not going to do an interview with him on the radio. Him writing.
Well, he'll talk when he gets home.
Okay.
He'll talk his heart out, I'm sure. If people want to find him on Facebook, it's Greg Hindy. 1 year performing. I'm sorry. 1 year performance in silence, something like that. Just search Greg Hindy on Facebook. 1 year performance walking silence, comma. And you can see there's over 4,000 followers, 731 photographs, his father every day posts, and people around the country post. Mr. Hindy, I just ran into your son. He's alive and well, and he wants you to know that he needs more socks. You know, here's our experience with Greg. And people are so impressed by him, and he's not spoken a word. So it's a very interesting experience.
You know, I'm glad that you were able to break that story way back when in July when he was just about ready to do it. And I remember talking to you saying, no way, this kid's not going to. But I'm taking a look at this map. It's kind of remarkable.
Yeah, it is very remarkable. If for no
especially
other
the routes he took. He planned to take the long way. This is a crazy route from New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, up to Idaho, up to Montana, through Washington, down through Oregon, then to California.
There were some insightful things I learned when I interviewed Greg prior to the vow of silence. He was the valedictorian of his high school class, and when he went off to Yale as one of the best of the best, he ended up rooming with several other best of the best and suddenly realized it's not so special for him to be the smartest kid in the room because he's not always going to be the smartest kid in the room. And from that point, his journey then kind of became to find himself and what is it that he can contribute to this world in a unique way. So he's an intelligent young man. He cares about the world that he lives in and wants to make some observations. We don't know.
You'll be in Germany when he lands in L.A.
I will, but
I got to go. I got to go up against the break. Carol, thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Carol Robidoux is RobidoxInkLink.com. I am George filling in for Kate Delaney. Take a quick break. Come right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
I'm George Russell filling in for Kate Delaney, day number two. Thank you so much for putting up with me. After all, having a female host that you've gotten used to over these years, all of a sudden you hear my voice. I know that's a shock to the system. It's a shock to me as well, but I try to make it as entertaining for you as I possibly can and informative. Of course, it's 2014, and I'd like to turn my direction to green stuff. That's right. Hey, you got to do this. This is the only time I'm going to be politically correct is when I start talking about sustainability and green stuff. But we will do that, and who do I have on to talk about that as the expert in that field? Her name is Diana Dean. She's the host of a radio show called Sustainability News and Entertainment. She's been doing this for a long time. Resides on the coast of California. Good to be with you, Diana.
Good to be with you, George. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, this is my debt to society when I have you on to talk about stuff that's green and stuff, you know. No plastic.
Hey, we all got to do it, right?
I am. I've stepped up to the plate. I mean, I don't really want to, but I'm going to do it too. You happen to have been into it for a lot longer than I and have taught me quite a few things over the years, especially with the many great guests that you've talked about. I mean, you've spoken with people that are in the pro sporting world, auto racing, just huge companies across the country and world for that matter that are all on board, helping change the climate in our having the world be profitable for future generations due to us cutting down on, you know, gases and just garbage.
You couldn't have put that better, George. I'm very impressed after all these years. That's what you pulled down. Way to go.
You're rotting on me subliminally, however you say that word. Okay? Just listening to you starts to reek through your bones. I don't talk like you outside of this, though. Trust me. I still am having a hard time recycling.
Well, someday I am going to get you to carry your trash on your back for 5 days. You already know that.
Yeah, let's talk. That's not going to happen. But let's talk about what that is, first of all. First of all, why don't you give out some information on, you know, who you are and your Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff.
Happy to. Thanks, George. Yeah, we started a show 4 years ago, and it was called Sustainability News and Entertainment Radio. And the focus, it's snetoday.com. Again, that's snetoday.com. You can go there, and you can see some of these amazing guests that George has been talking about. Believe it or not, George, there are thousands and thousands of people getting on board for sustainability and embedding it into their businesses, their homes, their cities, and their communities. And the reason why they're doing it, first off, I think, is the light has turned on, literally, and people are starting to see the money they can save and the money they can make it by integrating sustainability practices into their lifestyle. The other thing that's interesting, too, is that we're learning is the human capacity impact that we're learning about. You know, this is actually quite fun, if you think about it. And I know I've been trying to tell you that for years as well. And we're working towards getting you to come along and help us lower our footprint on the planet. Anyway, you're right. We have had the NFL on board. We've had NASCAR on board. We've had Miller Coors. We've had, you know, big Fortune 500 companies, and we've also had kids join us. Wow. And one thing I've learned over these years is kids really get it. So that's sort of about the radio show itself. With that, and what I love to talk to you about, George, constantly, is the Trash on Your Back 5-Day Challenge. It was a challenge that we developed based on...
I carry 5 pounds of trash on me every day. Every day I've got 5 pounds. Why do I have to put it on my back?
Because you have to be able to realize your impact, George. Well,
Trash on
your back is all about the impact, George.
Okay.
Right. So basically what we did was we decided, all right, how can we create a zero-waste world? Right? Big issue.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it. George, how many pounds of trash do you generate a day?
Believe it or not, quite a bit. But not pounds. Please, give me a break. not pounds, but it adds up. I get surprised at times at how much trash one guy can make, you know?
It's true, or one gal can make as well. Right. It's interesting, though. We learned. Okay, so this all started with a radio conversation with a gentleman from MIT, the climate simulation team. And we got talking, and he was going on and on. He was so excited. I said, Drew Jones, wait a second. What's your passion behind this? And then he explained that back in Dartmouth College in 1989, when he was a student there, before he went to MIT, he said, bunch of he and his radical buddies decided, what is our trash impact? We want to know. So they walked around with their trash, you know, for a week. So I thought, you know, that's an idea that needs to be recycled. And he was like, you're kidding me, Di, really? I said, yeah, let's do it. So that weekend I was sitting around at dinner and talking with friends. I said, told them about the conversation that we had. And I said, I think I'm going to call this thing Trash on Your Back. And they started laughing. They said, yeah, right, Di, you go ahead. And I think, George, you said the same thing to me as well, didn't you?
No.
You said, don't do it.
Yeah. I know. I've been impressed with some of the people that you've talked about, many people that might be in the listening area right now. And I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney. With me is Diana Deem of Sustainability News and Entertainment. Of all the big, you know, people go and they watch ball games and they know pitchers' names and first basemen and coaches and all this type of stuff. But upper management of these baseball clubs and so forth and so on, they are doing a big part of their stadiums just in the way that they do business every day to cut down on their footprint.
Absolutely, George. That's a really important thing you just brought up. And talking trash is becoming a norm, I would say. One of the things...
Are these all your little created things, trash on your back, talking trash? Is this is what happens to you when you sit out in the ocean living on a boat for 5 years.
All right, you let the cat out of the bag. I love living on a boat. You know that. I needed to figure out how to take a boat.
Well,
you didn't
want to have any footprint. You know, I'm not, hey, look, if I'm going to go into this, I've got to live it and breathe it first before I can talk about it. That you have to respect.
I've done some crazy things, haven't I?
No, not really, but you're definitely, you know, of all the people that I've had that have talked about this type of stuff, you're definitely the most passionate, without a doubt. I mean, you walk it and talk it. It's not just some 401(c), you know, trying to work off of a suggestion to make money. You do. You live it and breathe it. I don't know what your passion is about this whole thing, but nonetheless, you can feel it when you talk about it.
You know what it is, George? I got to tell you. And I think
it's because your state allows marijuana smoking.
Not in California yet. That's Colorado. No marijuana here yet. They're trying.
I'm sorry.
They're trying. But speaking of marijuana, did you know that hemp is the next plastic?
No, of course not. How would I know that? I'm not in the same space that you're in.
All right, I'm just going to start sending you every show.
Don't. I don't want to hear anything. I just want you to, you know, continue to talk on about, you know, what's up and coming. And you know what you need to interview is the Pope and ask him what he feels about it.
I would love to interview Francis. He is amazing. He's, he's the patron saint of ecology. Francis is.
Really?
Yes.
Of ecology.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, of plants, animals, and the earth.
I know he got rid of his Harley Davidson. That must have been because of you.
Hey, Harley's coming out with some alternative fuel.
Yes, they are. They've got the first electric motorcycle. That they're actually pushing.
And why are they doing that, George?
Trash on your back?
No, because they're seeing the economic value.
Well, if it's an old Harley, it's actually
buying.
If it's an old Harley, then it's actually sitting on trash.
Exactly.
No, I'm only kidding. They're great bikes.
The Harley listeners are not going to like that one bit.
Listen, you know, I'm only kidding around. So what's up and coming for, sustainability news anyway?
Well, there's a lot of things up and coming. We continue to do Trash on Your Back. And for listeners, you can go to trashonyourback.com and sign up if you'd like to try it. There's a whole dialogue around it. We were only doing it once a year, Earth Day week, and colleges and universities and K-12 schools and some businesses came back and said, hey, if we can't do it that week, can we keep doing it? I'm like, yeah. And one of the things I want to mention, George, that's really important is what we learned from doing Trash on Your Back when we started it 4 years ago was that the average American generates 4.4 pounds of trash per day. Right? We were able to, by doing this together, we figured that out. The United States spends $12 billion a year in trash management, right? Hauling fees and all that kind of stuff. Mm. So in 1 week, we were able to cut that down to 0.8 pounds, the average down to 0.8 pounds of trash per person per day. Mm. Okay? So if we back up and we look at the financials on that, what does that tell you? Let's just say 50%. That was an 82% reduction. A 50% reduction is a $6 billion opportunity for this nation. What do you think of that?
You sound like you've been doing this for about 400 years. That's what it sounds like. These numbers are rolling off you, you know?
I am so into talking trash.
I know. It's an amazing how you've got the passion for it. It really is, honestly.
Well, you know, George, it affects everything, all right? We just thought, oh, yeah, you're walking around trash on your back for 5 days. No, it's not that. It affects how we buy. Mm. Like, are we buying compostable and 100% recyclable products? Not always, right? How are we negating these things from going to our two biggest landfills, our earth and our oceans?
Tell everybody what your Twitter feed is. What's your nickname?
My Twitter feed is Diana at DEHM.
No, that's your email.
I'm sorry. It's Diana_DEHM_SNAE.
And what's the website?
It is snetoday.com. And we also have another website for trashonyourback.com. And you can find us on Twitter at trashonyourback.
I gotta go. They'll cut me right off. It's not like your show. You can talk for an hour straight. They cut me right off. Thank you so much, Diana. I will talk to you again soon, all right?
Thank you, George.
I'm George. I'm filling in for Kate Delaney. Take a quick break. Be right back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.